AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Bill Corbett is kind enough to join us again on the show. Riff Tracks is hilarious. If you're not visiting this, this is the smile you need on a daily Delta variant kind of day. Riff Tracks is brilliant. They are doing a live show coming up here later this month. Bill is kind enough to join us to talk about that, as well as other things going on. Hey, Bill.
Matt, good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you, man. How have you been?
I've been, well, nothing much going on the last year and a half. Just, you know, kind of uneventful. Yeah, I don't think I've talked to you since pre-pandemic.
No, you got sick. Remember, we talked, and that was it was early last year, I think. It was that we talked back then, and your family had gone through a little bit of the coronavirus. I'm presuming everyone's fine at this point?
Yeah, we're good. Thanks for asking. I hope your family is too.
Indeed. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, my wife got it early on because she works in a, forward-facing job, like a lot of customer interaction. So, yeah, she got it almost before it was identified or just after. So that sucked.
Yeah. Well, we were starting to open things back up again. Delta has kind of reared its head, but you guys, you are still moving ahead. You've got an event coming up here on the 17th, and it is, as far as movie riffing goes, this is one of those movies that just, it's like Manos Hands of Fate. It was made for this. Hobgoblins. Beautiful. You talk a little bit about this first, the show that's coming up on the 17th.
Yeah, it's one of our, like, we skipped the year 2020, like everybody skipped the year 2020 in various ways. We weren't able to do a show last year. So this is like last year's show moved up, and it's Hobgoblins, movie we did on Mystery Science Theater way back when. And this will be an all new riff, all new jokes. But it's, if you haven't seen it, it's basically a terrible rip off of Gremlins, you know, the 80s movies Gremlins. And this is quintessential 80s style and everything. I think we made an original joke, or a joke in the original, like they were dancing around and we said, it's the 80s, do a lot of coke and vote for Ronald Reagan.
So updated. Is it Coke for Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Well, we can do Coke for Trump. Or Donald Jr.'s already gone down that road. I'm just allegedly. So, but you'll have to update it with the times because the reality is this is why I actually do love revisiting some of these movies, is that the riff that you did back then, because of the change in the time, not only do you get obviously updated jokes, but you get better jokes because there are things that have happened that will be applied to that movie that end up making it even a better riffing experience.
Yeah, one hopes. I mean, I think we've gotten pretty good at this over the years.
Oh, yeah.
And for a live show too, there's a different energy. You know, we play to the crowd a little more, which will be very restricted where we're doing it in Nashville at the Belcour Theater, where we film most of our shows. The lid is going to be put on the crowd pretty substantially, but we'll tell them to laugh extra hard.
Well, and I should mention once again, you will get tickets through Fathom Events. I'll get the link out there. It's Tuesday, August 17th. I want you to go get tickets because we'll all need a good laugh here. I want to give you guys a lot of credit on something, though. If you go to rifftracks.com, the movies you have found, oh my. There are just, this is pound for pound. This is some of the best riffing I have seen in a long time. You know, Universal Soldier 2, Plankton, Star Raiders. You guys are just pulling out. Did you guys find a box somewhere? these are brilliant. And it's some of the best riffing you guys have ever done. I highly encourage, if you just want to get a daily laugh, go to rifftracks.com because you guys pound for pound are just delivering it right now.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, I'm glad you are thanking us for finding those movies. Some people would feel otherwise. Like, why did you unearth this horrible thing? But yeah, I mean, we do have, I guess, an advantage over the old show in that we're really just an audio delivery system for the most part at this point. We do these live shows periodically, a couple of times a year, unless it's the year 2020. But we do, we can kind of keep it moving, and we find it from all different places, Matt. I mean, some we just buy like big collections of movies. We find a lot of good like old shorts there on like even on like eBay auctions.
Really?
But yeah, sometimes we just buy from a guy who owns a bunch of rights, and but a lot of them are, you know, we can't make a deal outright, so we just do an MP3 commentary. We have all ways of getting to your movie.
Well, and it is, I've more than once, as a matter of fact, it was a few weeks back on the Friday Link, I featured the Bob Crane public service announcement.
The patriotism one, where he says this absolutely incoherent thing about what patriotism is, which we just bring it back whenever we can in our other riffs.
Oh, gosh, if there is ever a guy that was clearly doing a public service announcement because he got caught doing something he shouldn't have been doing, it was Bob Crane from Old Hogan's House.
I believe you are correct.
I want to make an observation, and I know you said you don't necessarily consider yourself a pop culture expert, but you do consider you a movie expert. How much have you been watching streaming movies on these services lately? Can I ask you that?
Well, quite a bit. I think it was hard to resist this last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel mixed about it. I mean, it's so weird because that was a chaotic thing already in the entertainment business, like, and in the movie business, you know, the proliferation of streaming. And then when COVID hit, it just became all the more, you know, chaotic and weighted towards, obviously, you know, watching at home. So I don't know where it's going to land at this point.
Here's an observation I have made in regards to the movies I'm finding. Is there's some really good ones. I think it was Hulu had Nomadland. That was great. I mean, obviously a very good Oscar winner. There are some, you know, some gems that are in there. The reality is that there's a drop-off from those great ones pretty substantially. I watched a god-awful piece of trash starring Bruce Willis called Breach, The Breach, or whatever it was. It's on Amazon. And I don't advise it. I mean, I advise it for you guys because you guys will have a field day with that one. But there's a point where you say to yourself, okay, Willis usually is kind of cracks down on these movie shoots. The script is atrocious. The editing doesn't make any sense. The story makes no sense. The acting is abysmal. And it's got some good actors that have put forward some good acting at times. And I just realized as I was watching this, is I have watched too many of these films on streaming services. There does seem to be we'll get a star, we'll get some glitziness, we'll make it look like a movie, but we're sacrificing plot, story, script, acting, and what we're making is a very glitzy crap sandwich. And and that's kind of what it is. There is just so much of that. I mean, your future is insured. I mean, you'll have legacy to hand on down at this point. But I mean, have you noticed that just the quality of movie? I mean, sure, you get HBO Max has got Suicide Squad and the DC, and so they're trying to put out some of those big movies, Disney with the Black Widow movie. But the reality is that it seems like they've just made, okay, we're going to put a little effort on some of these, and most of these are just going to be, we're just getting them out there with this star to try to make money.
Yeah, I mean, I think as far as like the original movies that they produce, Netflix, Amazon Prime and all that, there really is like there's definitely a sense of like, all right, we're going to throw this together and get a couple of names. And we're no stranger to like really good actors being in bad movies. It always feels like, you know, I know I have to make a living, too. I get it. But yeah, who knows what Bruce Willis is doing at this point in his life. I do think that if you dig, like I know they pull movies a lot from these services, like it's periodically announced, like we're taking these movies off and these are the new ones. And it always feels like, yeah, it's not quite even, like the ones you're taking away are better than the ones you're putting in. But I still do feel like through 2020, I saw a lot of really good movies that I had somehow not seen over the years. But they're not the ones that they're putting forward because they tend to be older movies or, you know, somewhat forgotten gems. So that's where I have been finding, you know, some good stuff, but I don't think it'll last forever necessarily.
Well, and I think as you kind of touched on, it's because of the way we get entertainment. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if the movie theaters come back to the extent they were, but you still do have this delivering service. And when they do take these movies off, will anyone really want to air them? I'm sure some tertiary horror streaming service will have a movie like this. But the reality is most of them are going to go away. And it you know, and without, you know, Blockbuster and rental things, I mean, will they ever be seen again?
Who knows? Like, I think whenever there's content of some sort that feels like a genre that some people might like, it'll be available somewhere, even if it's bargain basement. I mean, there really has been atomized into different sub-streaming services. Like on Amazon Prime, you can join Shudder, the horror movie theater, the horror movie service. And I'm not even sure like what their specific financial arrangement is, but yeah, I mean, I think that is the trend at the moment, just to have stream everything and have all kinds of different, so you pay like 18 different services, you know, to get your movie fixed, which is not great.
Well, and then they tell you how to, if you want to upgrade. That's what I will say. One I have enjoyed, I'm with you wholeheartedly. I have truly enjoyed AMC on HBO, going back and looking at classic movies.
Yeah.
1930s, 40s, 50s, movies that I'd always meant to watch, but you know, okay, fine, we'll watch it now. And I have really enjoyed it. Is of the classic movies that you revisited, which ones have stood out for you, if I can ask?
Oh, not too long ago, I watched Double Indemnity, which I have not seen since I was in college, I think, at a late night thing where I was probably half drunk and I didn't appreciate it. But it's really beautiful, fantastic film noir with Fred McMurray and, oh goodness, I'm forgetting her name, Barbara Stanwyck.
Yes.
Just great. Oh, and Edward G. Robinson too. I mean, it's just fantastic. So I think there's still a fair mother load of that stuff. But as we've learned with Riff Tracks, there's a limited interest. I'm not saying no interest, but there's a real drop off in interest when things are in black and white.
Really?
Yeah, for a certain generation, I think. I'm not, I'm sorry if I sound like an old fogey here, but because I'm sure there are plenty of like film lovers of certain age or college age who just revel in that stuff. But we don't sell as well when we release black and white stuff at this point.
I find that fascinating because that's one of the things I think because of black, and maybe that's our generation a little bit too, man, is that, you know, we grew up in the 80s and so black and white was old and out. We're all kind of doing things. And that's why I think I'm revisiting a lot of these movies is I don't know why I didn't watch them back then, but now I am and I'm enjoying them quite a bit more.
Yeah. I mean, I think you come to appreciate the stuff that it does offer, including black and white itself is kind of cool as a medium. And I also saw The Apartment with Jack Lemmon. I hadn't seen that in decades, and it's so good. Fred McMurray. Fred McMurray kick.
The Verdict. Oh God, Paul Newman.
And, I love that movie.
And well, the point where you could walk into an airport, just walk to the counter, fill out a form and jump on that plane. When you see that, I mean, it is a little dated, but, and of course there's a little bit of a rough scene in there with Newman later on, which is, you know, kind of, you know, eyebrow raising, but yeah, there's a lot of great gems that are out there that I think get lost, and a lot of great individual performances too, that people were up for Oscars and stuff like that, that the movie might not have the resonance, but if I can find a classic movie streaming service, I truly do enjoy them because it does make you appreciate the efforts that were into some of these movies that, well, for the most part, are ignored by a lot of modern day streaming services and or just the viewers.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know I run the risk of sounding like an old fart here, but you know, that I think people who love movies eventually do find them because they're curious about, you know, what came before and what are the good things we can, you know, look to make our own new stuff.
Of course, once again, I do want to make sure I mention and tell everyone this is going to be on August 17th. I'll remind you when I get back from my vacation. I'll remind you of this. August 17th, Riff Tracks Live, Hobgoblins is going to be available. I'll put out the link at Fathom Events. If you want a great laugh, these guys will put you on your caboose. And I should as well make sure mention Mike Nelson and Kevin Murphy, as well with Bill Corbett up there. Just hilarious and really worth the time to go and get a good laugh, especially as things are still ramping up again. I also will say, if you just need a daily laugh, rifftracks.com. is just go and just laugh. There is just so many, you have so many choices of great riffs here, and the shorts, which are always fun.
Oh, I love them.
You find the Bob Crane one. What was that? What was that one called again? Do you remember that one?
It was, I think it was just called Patriotism, but I could be wrong. It could be more elaborate, but that was definitely the central word that they kept talking about. They were asserting that everything basically is patriotism. Like if you tie your shoe, that's patriotism.
Biking down the street, patriotism. Yeah, it was. That's worthwhile. Go check them out as well there, and enjoy their riffs. They are brilliant. Bill, thanks for coming back on. All my best with this. Anytime you want to come back, you're always welcome on my show, my friend.
Oh, thanks so much, Matt. I hope you enjoy your vacation.
Thank you very much, Bill Corbett. This is, once again, Riff Tracks coming up live on August 17th, Hobgoblins. And yet, once again, this is riffing royalty. Hobgoblins is as good as it gets. And let Mike, Kevin, and Bill take care of it for you. Get tickets. I'll put the links up later. We'll spotlight that interview. 952-946-6205. One more thing before we end out. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.